What's up, Anchor fam? This is Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. President Trump barreled into a NATO summit Wednesday with claims that a natural gas pipeline deal has left Germany totally controlled and, quote-unquote, captive to Russia, as he lobbed fresh complaints about allies' quote, delinquent defense spending during the opening of what was expected to be a fraught two-day meeting. Trump also suggested that NATO allies commit to spending 4% of their gross domestic product on defense, double the current goal of 2% by 2024. The president, in a testy exchange with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that kicked off his visit, took issue with the U.S. protecting Germany as it strikes deals with Russia. Trump, at a breakfast with Stoltenberg, said, quote, "I have to say, I think it's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia where we're supposed to be guarding against Russia. We're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate." Trump repeatedly described Germany as, quote-unquote, captive to Russia because of the energy deal and urged NATO to look into the issue. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel pushed back firmly, insisting that Germany makes its own decisions and drawing on her own background growing up in communist East Germany behind the Iron Curtain. She said, quote, "I've experienced myself a part of Germany controlled by the Soviet Union, and I'm very happy today that we are united in freedom as the Federal Republic of Germany and can thus say that we can determine our own policies and make our own decisions, and that's very good." Trump appeared to be referring to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that would bring gas from Russia to Germany's northeastern Baltic coast, bypassing Eastern European nations like Poland and Ukraine, and doubling the amount of gas Russia can send directly to Germany. The vast undersea pipeline is opposed by the US and some other EU members, who warn it would give Moscow a greater leverage over Western Europe. It's expected to be online at the end of 2019. Some immigrant toddlers are back in the arms of their parents, but others remained in holding facilities away from relatives as federal officials fell short of meeting a court-ordered deadline to reunite dozens of youngsters forcibly separated from their families at the border. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, Ever Reyes Mejia walked out of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement Center Tuesday carrying his beaming son in the boy's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles backpack. The boy was secured in a booster seat, and the father and son were driven away. Another boy and a girl who had been in temporary foster care were reunited with their Honduran fathers at the center about 3 months after they were split up. The three fathers were, quote, "just holding them and hugging them and telling them that everything was fine and that they were never going to be separated again." According to immigration lawyer Abril Valdez, the children were, quote, "absolutely thrilled to be with their parents again." Late last month, U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra in San Diego set a 14-day deadline to reunite children under 5 with their parents and a 30-day deadline for older children. It wasn't immediately clear how many children left detention facilities Tuesday or how many remain. In trying to meet the first deadline, the government began with a list of 102 children potentially eligible to be reunited and whittled that down to 75 through screening that included DNA testing done by swabbing the inside of the cheek. Of those 75, Justice Department attorneys told the court the government would guarantee 38 would be back by their parent. 38 would be back with their parents by the end of Tuesday. They said an additional 17 could also join their parents if DNA results arrived and a criminal background check on a parent was completed by day's end. Government attorneys, meanwhile, told a federal judge that the Trump administration would not meet the deadline for 20 other children under 5 because it needed more time to track down parents who have already been deported or released into the U.S. Sabra showed little appetite for giving more time to the government unless it could show good reasons in specific cases. The judge said Tuesday, quote, "These are firm deadlines. They're not aspirational goals." When asked about the missed deadline, the president said, quote, "Well, I have a solution. Tell people not to come to our country illegally. That's the solution." The soccer teammates rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand lost weight during their 18-day ordeal, but had water while they were trapped and are in good health, a health official said Wednesday. At a news conference at the hospital in Chiang Rai City where the group is recovering, a public health inspector said that the 12 boys and coach rescued over the 3 previous days, quote, "took care of themselves well in the cave." The 4 boys rescued Sunday can eat normal food and walk around, and the 4 pulled out Monday were eating soft food. The health inspector said one member of the final group of 4 boys and the coach who arrived at the hospital on Tuesday evening had a slight lung infection. 2 in the first group had lung infections as well, and he said they would need medicine for 7 days. The average weight loss was 4.4 pounds for those with known information. They were able to obtain water dripping inside the cave. The group had entered the sprawling cave to go exploring after a soccer practice back on June 23rd, but monsoon rains filled up the tight passageways once they were inside, blocking their escape. They were found by a pair of British divers 10 days later, huddled on a small, dry shelf just above the water, smiling with relief, but visibly skinny. The complex, high-risk mission for international and Thai divers to guide the boys and coach through the cave's flooded and tight passageways had riveted people worldwide. Highlighting the dangers, a former Thai Navy SEAL volunteering to work on the rescue efforts died Friday while replenishing oxygen canisters that were placed along the escape route. Each of the boys, ages 11 to 16 and with no diving experience, was guided out by a pair of divers through rocky, muddy, and water passageways that in places were just a crawl space. Health officials have said that the boys will also get a mental health evaluation to address any problems caused by their ordeal. Outside experts have said that the group identity of the soccer teammates and their youth would aid their ability to recover. All right, guys, that's all I got for now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest. This is Kaylee Chella signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.